Okay, we left off, and your husband and you had been working for the woman in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to ask you, during you were in California during the Prohibition years.
Then, oh, yes.
Do you
yes.
remember anything about that or what it was like for you? Or?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And what kinds of things were going on in
well,
the area?
They were bootlegging, for one thing.
Uh-huh.
Which we didn't drink, so I didn't know, wasn't associated with anything like that.
Uh-huh. But you knew about it?
I knew about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then how long did you work for the people in Beverly Hills?
7 years.
7 years?
7 years.
Uh-huh.
And my husband and I worked 7 years together. Mm-hmm. And then after he left, he left me there, and I stayed 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 12 more years, or...?
No, just 12.
Just all 12.
Altogether. Mm-hmm.
So what...
Their names was Patterson's.
Uh-huh.
Patterson's.
Did, when he left, what did he leave to do?
Oh, he went to work for some more people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember their names.
Mm-hmm. And, so he just went to work at a different...
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of work that he was doing? Yeah, no,
he was chauffeuring for some millionaires. They lived in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then did you live on the premises?
Yeah, I lived on the premises. Mm-hmm. I stayed on the premises.
Uh-huh.
And then after he quit working for them, he came back and stayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
While I stayed there. Then I got pregnant with our second child.
Mm-hmm. What year was your second child born?
Where was she born?
Yeah, what year was that?
Oh, she was born in 33. Mm-hmm.
And what's your second oldest name?
Camille.
Camille?
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was...
Her name is... We call her Billy, but her name really her name is Marion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when was Billy born?
Billy was born in when was she born? 1929. I'll have to ask her, but I think it's 29 or 30.
So mm-hmm. there's about 3 or 4 years between them?
No, seven.
7 years?
7 years.
Okay. So then, so it was 7 years between, you had a second child.
Mm-hmm.
And your oldest, you'd mentioned to me before, I think, was living with your aunt part of the time?
Yeah, the children were living with her then.
Uh-huh.
And I was still working for the Pattersons.
So what year did you stop working for the Pattersons?
I stopped working for them. It was in the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Was it very long after your second oldest was born? Or?
Let's see. Camille was born in 33. No, Billy must have been born in 28. Yeah, 28.
Mm-hmm.
Because... was 7 years between them.
Mm-hmm.
And then all during the 30s was during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
But I still worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill worked off and on for different people.
Mm-hmm. Did the Depression affect your family much? Or?
Yes, in a way.
Mm-hmm. In what kind of way?
Well, we've always had a good house to live in and good clothes
mm-hmm.
and food.
Mm-hmm.
We've never felt, we've never been hard up.
Mm-hmm.
We really didn't feel the pinch
mm-hmm.
too much
mm-hmm.
because by that time I think I had left the Pattersons. I had.
Mm-hmm.
I had left the Pattersons. And to come home to take care of Camille. See, when Camille was born, I didn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. And then, where did you live while you were...
I lived I lived on the east side. East LA.
Did you rent a place?
Yeah, we rented an apartment. Uh-huh. And we lived over there several years. Let me see, yeah, we rented this apartment. And then we moved from there to another place. And then we moved again and again. You know, when you're renting, you move many times. We did. Uh-huh. Until we moved to this house.
Uh-huh. Did you work at all between...
No, I started working in defense in 43.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, between the Pattersons and when you started to work in defense, did you work at all?
No, I didn't work. I didn't work. I used to take in sewing.
What was your husband doing during that time?
Well, he was working on the railroad. Uh-huh. And in the meantime, he was a seaman, a merchant seaman, for several years.
So was that,
during the war.
Uh-huh. That was during, say, like around 42 or something.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. And
he was a seaman when we moved in this house here.
Uh-huh. Did he just decide to go in?
Yeah,
there?
And into the merchant seaman.
Mm-hmm.
Merchant marine, rather.
Now, let's see, by that time, she was born in 28, she was in 10 and 38, so your oldest was about high school age?
Oh, yeah, she was in high school.
Mm-hmm. When the war broke?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, had you had plans to return to work at that time, or had you, I mean, after the Pattersons, had you sort of thought that you would not go back to work?
No, I told them that I wouldn't work anymore. I just left and
mm-hmm.
that I wouldn't be working anymore. I didn't. I didn't work anymore until I went into defense.
Uh-huh. So was that wasn't anything you had planned?
No, I hadn't even planned to go in defense, but a lot of my friends said, come on, said there's a lot of women out there. So I went out and applied, and they hired me.
Uh-huh. Now, was this before your husband had passed away?
No, he was still living.
Uh-huh.
Still living.
So he was he?
He was, he, in the meantime, he was in the Marines, and he would go in between times. He would work on the ship. Let's see, how was that? It's been so long I can't remember. I think he worked in defense, and then he quit. He quit, and then he went to the Merchant Marine.
Uh-huh.
He quit, and I was still working out there.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed, and I was still working out there, and he added North American.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the Marines.
Mm-hmm. Now, so he had been working at North American also for a while?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you apply?
Before I went.
Before?
Mm-hmm. Before.
Did you ever work there during the same time? Or?
Yeah, we worked there during the same time.
Uh-huh.
But he was in one department, and I was in another.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he quit working there and went to Merchant Marine.
Yeah.
Now, did he have to be, was he ever, like, out to sea or away from home?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So he was stationed on a ship?
Yeah, he was stationed on a ship.
Uh-huh. So, now, during those years, you were still renting?
Oh, yes.
Where did you live?
I lived in different places, you know.
Mm-hmm. But mainly on the east side?
Yeah, mainly on the east side.
And you said some of your women friends had mentioned.
Says come and work with us. We were working out at that time. I didn't know Tina. I did not know her until I met her out there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoarse this morning for some reason.
Yeah. Did Did you need to stop and get a drink of water?
No.
Okay. But, so she, you didn't know her yet, but you had other friends that were working?
Yeah, I had other friends. My neighbor was working out there. So I got a ride with them and went out there, and they hired me. And they sent me to a training school, which was downtown. Downtown on Figueroa.
Now, when you went to apply, did you apply right at the plant?
Yeah, I applied at the plant.
What kinds of...
But then they sent me downtown for the training. And then after the training, I went back to the plant.
When you applied, did they what kinds of questions did they ask you?
Oh, just ask you your age, your name, the age, the year you were born. And we had heard they were hiring colored, you know. So we said, and especially women, colored women. So when I first went out there, I lied about my age in order to be hired, you know. I had heard that they weren't hiring women in, at a certain age. So I put my age back a couple, three years.
So, what was the oldest they were hiring at? Do you remember what the limit was?
I don't know. I don't know, but I had heard.
Just heard.
So.
So you thought they were sort of asking for younger women?
Yeah, for younger women. So, and I had always looked young for my age, you know, for the age that I had given. So I just went all the way through at the same age. And when I got ready to retire, that was a different story. I had to send, I was born in South Carolina. I sent all the way back to South Carolina to get my correct age. And so when I got ready, I'm ahead of the story. So when I got ready to retire, I gave her my birth certificate. She looked at my birth certificate and looked at my record. And before she could say anything, I said, oh, that was a mistake. That was a mistake, and she didn't say another word, but she took what I gave her.
Yeah. So, when you applied there that day, were there many other people applying?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, were there lines or anything?
Oh, like yes, that? lines. And we went down to the school. I had never handled a drill in my life, motor.
Did, when, of the people who were applying that day, were there mainly women or?
Men and women.
And you had mentioned that they were saying that maybe they weren't hiring black women to work there, or that it was rumored that they weren't hiring?
Yeah, it was rumored that they weren't. So I said, well, I'm going to see. But it wasn't true. They were.
Were there many other black women applying that day?
Oh, yes.
So you, did they seem mainly younger to you, or?
No, they all seemed my age. All about the same age.
Now you had, you applied there, did they make you take the physical or anything like that?
Yeah. Oh, I passed the physical with flying colors.
And then they sent you to this training school.
Yeah.
How many other people were there?
Oh, just gangs.
It was a big school?
25 cents an hour. Let's see, 50 cents an hour.
That doesn't. I guess then it was more.
That was good money then.
You
didn't have to pay any taxes or.
Did it seem like high pay to you, the job that you were getting? Or?
Yeah, 50 cents an hour was good money then.
So, how long did they have you in the training school?
2 weeks. I think it was 2 weeks.
And what kind?
And then when they sent us out to the main plant, we got 80 cents.
So you got quite an increase.
Yeah, 80 cents. See, that was really going up then.
What did the in terms of like with the school, did they teach you What kinds of things did they teach
you? Oh, they taught you the blueprint, how to read the prints, blueprints, and how to structure and different phases of the work.
Mm-hmm. Now you said that was the first time you had handled it.
Yeah, anything like that, a screwdriver.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that?
Scared to death.
Yeah, did you? Got something. Sure, it can be your people. But you'd saying that you were really scared working with the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was all nationalities. Everybody was working together. Uh-huh. All nationalities.
Yeah. How, did you start to feel more confident?
Oh, yes.
How long was it that you were working, would you say, before you felt at ease?
Oh, when we got out of the main plant, we kind of got used to it, and you had some mean lead men that saw that you did the work right, you know. Mm-hmm. So we got along fine.
Mm-hmm. Now, you went from the training plant back to the main plant. Did they tell you when you were training or when you applied where you would be working?
No.
What were your expectations that first day?
Just did as you were told. You didn't know what you were doing, but you did what they told you to do. Mm-hmm. See, we were really in production when we got out at the main plant.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about it, being out there?
Oh, it was horrible. You've never seen so many people in all of your life. Uh-huh. When you went out, when you had to go out of there, you went out like cattle. Mm-hmm. Just like cattle. Mm-hmm. And crossed the street in droves.
Mm-hmm. You'd never worked in
No, I'd never worked. See, I hadn't worked since, let's see, Camille was about, school age. Mm-hmm. She was going to school. Mm-hmm. I hadn't worked in about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so it was pretty rough on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now what shift did you start?
I started working the day shift. Mm-hmm. Shift. And then after we worked at the main plant for a while, they transferred us to Downey, California. Uh-huh. And talking about horror. That's where we went into horror.
Why was that?
The conditions were so terrible. Uh-huh. That you had to work under.
Can you tell me about them?
Well, we had these mean old lead men, foremans, that almost stood over you, you know, uh-huh, watching you. Uh-huh. See, they had that job to do, too. Uh-huh. And, oh, they were just awful. And then they had these lead men that was just as bad. And we had to work under conditions where, and the place was in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And it was so cold, we had to work in our overcoats. Mm-hmm. And then we had a flood out there. Mm-hmm. The flood, we couldn't get to work. And when we left work, we had to wade in water over our knees to get to our cars. Oh, it was a horror. We're talking about a horror. It was really horrible.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long had you worked at North American before they sent you out there?
Maybe a couple of years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, when you first, what, do you remember what month it was that you went to work there in 43?
I think it was April.
In April. Mm-hmm. You went in during the spring?
Yeah, I believe it was.
What did you do as far as child care was concerned?
My aunt took care of my children.
Did you have a car at that time, or how did you...
No, we didn't have a car.
Uh-huh. How did you get...
We got a ride with different people, you know, people that would pick you up.
Mm-hmm. So you carpooled?
Mm-hmm, yeah, carpooled. People didn't mind carpooling in those days, but they do now, don't they?
So you'd ride together to the plant, and this was on a morning shift.
Yeah, morning shift.
What time did you have to get up to go down there?
Oh, it would be dark, you know. During the war, they had all the parking lots covered with this chicken wire.
Mm-hmm.
Completely covered, a canopy, covered the entire lot. That you couldn't, you know, they were afraid of being bombed.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And then we had to work under those conditions. And when we went into this parking lot, we couldn't see. There was no lights under there. We'd walk, you'd find a place to park the car.
Uh-huh.
And then you step in a hole in deep water or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was terrible. It was awful during the war days.
Did they, so you'd have to all go in a group and you're saying...
Yeah, we were all together. Sure, we were all together all the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you went into the park, say on that, when you went there for your first day, do you remember your impressions of it physically? I mean, what
it looked like hell and damnation. So this is the end of the world. And it's so noisy. Ooh, the noise. I believe that's why I can't hear today.
Uh-huh.
I believe my ears must have been affected.
Yeah. So was it... inside the plant, was the lighting different than it is?
Oh, yes. The light was like daylight.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What was the temperature like inside that big plant?
No heat. They didn't have any heat then.
Uh-huh.
You had to work in your overcoat to keep warm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So even in the one in Inglewood, it was the same one?
Oh, gosh, that was terrible. That was just an old shell
uh-huh.
of a building.
Uh-huh. Was it a large building? Or?
Yeah. You haven't seen them, have you?
Mm-mm. No, I guess it's
I understand down. That they've torn them down now.
So, when you went in, what was the first job they put you on?
Working on what they call a jig.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what a jig was until I went in there. It's like, you know, the frame of a plane is built on a jig. Like the frame of, and you put these parts on this jig, and then when you take the parts off after you put them together, they will fit the plane.
Uh-huh. So it's sort of like a pattern.
Yeah. Mhm. But only it's you have to make them on the jig,
mm-hmm.
and take them off and fit them on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else fitted them.
So you just, what part were you working on?
I don't know. Some small part.
Uh-huh.
So we worked on the table at first.
Oh.
Before they put us on the jigs.
So first they put you in
on the table. Work. Yeah, bench work.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And was that?
I mostly did bench work the whole time I was there.
Uh-huh.
Then they put me in thermal. Before I left, I was in thermoplastics. Which was very easy. I said, gee, I could retire right here. It was so easy. I had no stool to sit on, and
mm-hmm.
nobody bothered you because by that time you knew your job.
Uh-huh. Now, at the bench work, it sounds like this first day you were pretty...
Yeah, we were on the bench,
yeah.
The first day. But you had no stools to sit on. The stools were not allowed. You stood on your feet the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Well, at that time you were young and you didn't hurt. It didn't hurt you to stand.
Uh-huh. What kind of work did they have you doing at the bench?
Small parts.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So would you work on putting them together or just...
Yeah, putting them together.
Uh-huh.
Small parts together.
Uh-huh.
And see, these small parts fitted onto another part.
Uh-huh. And then were there many other women working on
the Yes. bench? It was mostly women then because the men were going to war then.
Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, by 43 they were
mm-hmm.
having quite a peace in war. Did, when you went to work, was it, did they segregate the black?
No. No. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. So you worked right together?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Did that, you had worked, you were telling me before that you had worked around, I guess with the Pattersons and stuff, you moved into the family, but this was really the first time you had a factory job,
yeah,
or anything like that?
In my life. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What did people's attitudes seem to be like? Working together.
Yeah, people just as nice as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you run into somebody from Oklahoma or Texas, but they would be so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I never ran into a mean person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's your attitude.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a nasty attitude, naturally you get it back.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had a nasty attitude toward anyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it didn't seem to you that, it seemed that people were just...
Just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just...
Yeah. Did the women seem to get treated any differently?
No.
Uh-huh.
Not to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How did
my friends were mostly... Well, naturally, it was more whites than colored. And so naturally, you had more white friends than colored, because there was more whites than colored. So most of my friends were white friends. There's a girl who lives out in El Segundo right now. She's one of my dearest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear from each other all during the war years. There's another girl by the name of Mary Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
She's so nice, and she still comes to the meetings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all worked together for so long, just like each other.
Mm-hmm. So you would do things, did the people who worked together do things socially outside of work, or get together outside of work?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a party Saturday.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. During the war years, did there seem to be that people would get together after work, too, or, I mean...
During the war years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, nobody had time then. You know, you're busy working.